أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين إنه خير الناصر والمعين. در جامعه شناسی سیاسی در حوزه ساختار احزاب و گروه ها وقتی که رقابتی صورت میگیره و دو تا حزب، سه تا حزب، چهار تا حزب کاندیدای خودشون رو معرفی میکنن و اون کاندیدا رقابت میکنه و یکی از اونها برگزیده میشه به عنوان رئیس جمهور یا در پارلمان ها و مجلس ها تعدادشون انتخاب میشن. بعد از این مرحله یک مشکلی در حزب روبرو پیش میاد که کاندیداهای اون شکست خوردن و در واقع نتونستن اون صندلی‌ها و کرسی‌ها رو احراز کنن. این یکی از مسائل مبتلا به این جوامع هست. این جوامعی که از قواعد دموکراسی و رفراندوم‌های دوره‌ای 4 سال 4 سال، 5 سال 5 سال، بعضی کشورها بیشتر 6 سال 6 سال تبعیت میکنه، این مشکل که طرف بازنده چه وضعیت روحی روانی پیدا میکنه، این حائز اهمیت و لذا در روانشناسی سیاسی و جامعه شناسی سیاسی پرداختن به این موضوع حائز اهمیته، چون مشکلات عدیده‌ای به وجود میاره. فیلم گیم چنج که نشون میده آقای باراک اوباما و آقای مکین از حزب جمهوری خواه و دموکرات چطور با هم رقابت کردند و چگونه توانستند در این انتخابات جابجای قدرت صورت بدن، جمهوری خواه ها کار رو بدن به دموکرات ها دوباره و این روند اتفاق بیفته. ماجرا مربوط به اینه که در دوره ریاست، در دوره انتخابات هر رئیس جمهوری، هر کاندیدای ریاست جمهوری باید کاندیدای معاون اولی رو هم معرفی کنه. مردم به معاون اول هم در واقع عملا دارن رأی میدن، چون معاون اول کسی است که وقتی رئیس جمهور دچار مشکل بشه عنان و اختیار کشور رو دست میگیره. ما در کشورمون این مشکل رو نداریم. ما در کشورمون حالا خیلی معاون اول رو نمیدونم اینا مسئله پیدا کنن یا دیر انتخاب بشن مسئله نداریم، چون ما بالاخره ولی فقیه داریم، کار از دست قوا که در بره او هست که کشور رو مدیریت کنه. اما در آمریکا اون نفر اصلی رو که انتخاب میکنن، سکان کشور رو میدن دستش، بالاخره معاون اول رو هم مردم الان باید مطمئن بشن که یه آدم سالم توانمند که واقعا اگر رئیس جمهور دچار مشکل شد او بتونه کشور رو مدیریت کنه. او خودش در نطقهای انتخاباتی این ورور شرکت میکنه و یکی از دلایلی که مردم به کاندیدای ریاست جمهوری رأی میدن شخص معاون اولشه. ببینن معاون اولش توانمند هست یا نه. آقای مکن با هدایت استاد انتخاباتیش خانمی رو انتخاب کرد به نام سارا پلین که این خانم یک شخصیت مذهبی بود، یعنی الگوهای مذهبی داشت با اون نگاه خاص خودش. در ایالت آلاسکا مسئولیت سیاسی داشت. ایالت آلاسکا ایالتی است جدا از ایالات متحده و در کنار کانادا است، در این منطقه بسیار سرد و دور افتاده، ولی بالاخره این انتخاب خودش حساسیتایی داشت. اون موقع ها خاطرم هست که خیلی حاشیه پیدا کرده بود موضوع، به بعضی از اون حواشی پرداخته، شیوه انتخاب این خانم، شیوه حضور این خانم در دوره انتخابات، توانمندی های این فرد رو و ضعف هاش رو خوب نشون داده و جای چنین سینمایی در کشور ما خالی است که ما بیایم دوره های گذشته انتخاباتمون رو درون استعدادهای انتخاباتی رو اینجوری واکاوی کنیم. مردم با فاصله 7-8 ساله انتخابات دوره های قبل رو ببینن. امروز وقتی از سال 1184 7 سال میگذره، چطور استعدادهای انتخاباتی مختلف رقابت کردن و در کشیده شدن انتخابات به دوره دوم و روی کار آمدن دولت اصولگرا چه شد؟ اون استعداد انتخاباتی افراد درش چه بودن که دولت اصولگرای مربوطه امروز به اینجا رسیده کارش؟ هواداران چی فکر میکردن بعد چی شد؟ بریم سال 76، جریانی که اون روز سر کار آمد، استعداد انتخاباتیش چطوری عمل میکرد، چجوری کارو دست گرفت، اول چی بود بعد چی شد؟ برگردیم به 8 سال قبلش به همین نسبت. هر کدوم از این 8 سالها که به خصوص در این سه دوره اخیر، 3 تا 8 سالی که در واقع جریان موسوم به کارگزاران سازندگی و سپس جریان موسوم به دوم خرداد و در دوره بعد هم جریان موسوم به دولت مطالبه عدالت و مهرورز، اینا سر کار آمدن، هر کدامش بازخوانیش در قالب یک فیلم سینمایی این چنینی درس عبرتی است برای دوره‌های بعدی و بسیار میتونه مؤثر باشه. این فیلم رو ببینیم، من توی مسیر نکات لازم رو تذکر میدم.
We're grateful for every dollar we get.
Yes, Sarah Palin will be giving a speech in Florida next week.
Great. Yes, there we go. Oh, my
God, this is crazy.
I know, they really love her. How are you? Hey. Hey, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. That's my name too.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I know. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. We never felt welcome to go anywhere before we saw you give that speech.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Look at you. I want to look at how handsome my son Chase can be when he's all grown up.
She understands that you can't solve problems with government, that government is the problem.
When she talks about her faith, you can tell it's for real.
When she talks about guns, you can tell it's for real.
I've got 5 kids too, and there's something about her. She's talking to me, and nobody talks to me.
CNN has us even with Obama.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Gallup has us up by 5.
She's giving us exactly what we needed.
Oh, we made more money in the last few days than we did all last month.
I've never seen crowds like this in my life. They love her.
She's a bigger star than Obama.
We can really win this thing.
I really understand your frustration. I'm sorry, fool. It's not going to happen today. Sorry.
Did you know that Todd Palin is an Eskimo?
Oh, yeah, Steve? That's really interesting.
Seriously, he's a you-pick Eskimo.
We're going to take some serious blowback from the press if we don't let them speak to her soon. They're really getting pissed. Well, I don't know how ready she is.
Nicole,
you worry too much. We always knew she'd be weak on foreign policy. We'll get her up to speed.
Steve, I don't think foreign policy is her only weakness.
Sorry to bother you, Governor. Is now an okay time to talk?
Sure, I'm reading the emails from the prayer warriors. These guys are awesome.
Just want to take a moment to inform you of how thrilled Senator McCain is. You're exceeding his wildest expectation for what a running mate could achieve.
I am so happy to hear that.
These are the largest crowds I've ever seen in my entire political career, ever.
Really? Yeah, I just love talking to people on the rope lines, getting to hear their problems. It's really moving to me.
Well, you know, that comes across. You're a transformative figure, Governor. You could be the party's next Ronald Reagan.
Holy jeez, he's my hero, so...
Mine too. So, the next step is just, we're going to start doing some interviews.
Great. I've been dying to talk to the press, and also, I feel like I could really help you there. I've always been very, very open to the press in Alaska.
The reasoning behind holding you back is that the entire press corps is in the tank for Obama, so all they want in life is to trip you up with obscure questions.
Gotcha questions.
Gotcha questions. So we just want to make sure you're fully prepped before we unleash you.
What about the local Alaska papers?
There are no local papers anymore. Anything you say goes national the instant you say it.
Yeah, got it.
So I think the best way to prep would just be to go through some sample questions.
Sure, let's do it.
Let's start with something simple. How do you plan on maintaining our alliance with Great Britain on Iraq, even though support for the war there is at an all-time low?
I think the United States has always maintained a great relationship with the Queen, and John McCain will continue to have an open dialogue with her.
Governor, the Queen is not the head of government in England. She's the head of state.
Well, then, who is the head of government?
The Prime Minister.
فرماندار ایالتی نمیدونه که بالا سر دولت انگلیس ملکه نیست، نخست وزیره. بعد با این سطح اطلاعات عمومی میخواد بیاد بشه رئیس جمهور مثلا بزرگترین کشور دنیا. این حد عموما اینجوری هنها، یعنی غیر از اینکه مردم آمریکا سطح اطلاعاتشون بسیار بسیار پایینه، دولت مرداشون هم عموما یه همچین مشکلی دارن، ولذا اگر برخورد کردید با آمریکایی یا دیدید که اطلاعاتشون پایینه تعجب نکنید، یعنی با سطح اطلاعات عمومی مردم خودمون نسنجید.
Thank you, gentlemen. Come on. Yeah.
Well, I think we should start by prepping the governor with Russian economic policy as it relates to post-Cold War tensions during the pre-Putin era.
I was thinking something a little bit simpler.
How much simpler?
This is Germany. They were the primary antagonists during World War I and World War II.
And in World War II, they were aligned with Japan and Italy to form what was known as the Axis. Okay.
Currently, we're in the middle of what I like to call the three wars. That's Afghanistan, Iraq, and the global war on terror.
Governor, would you like to take a break?
No way. This is flipping awesome.
Now, with Afghanistan, after 9/11...
We've already put a protective wall up around the family, especially the key players. Look at Bristol, Sarah Palin's daughter who is pregnant. We've seen her. We've seen her boyfriend, Levi, the father of her child. But we haven't really gotten to talk to them about whose idea it was to get married and why, for example, Levi on his MySpace page says he doesn't want kids.
There are a lot of money. But isn't anybody... Oh, God, just leave me alone. I'm so tired of it.
Any grown-up who makes fun of a teenage girl is a terrible person. And won't forget what she said, honey, okay?
My emails were hacked.
I know, Governor, and we're on it. I promise you.
Did you know that my daughter's cell phone is online and she's getting crank calls? Did you know
that my family is being threatened?
Governor, you have every right to be upset, and I am sorry.
I've already contacted Secret Service, and they're going to increase security.
Can you protect my email, Steve?
Can you? Can this campaign
at least do that?
Charlie Gibson is good, so I'm sure the questions will have some depth. Don't be afraid to elaborate if it's a subject you feel comfortable with, like energy.
Are you okay, Governor?
Why aren't there any McCain-Palin lawn signs in Alaska?
Well, Mr. Obama has 5 times the money we have. 5 times. And Alaska is only 3 electoral votes, and it's solid red.
I'm concerned about my standing back home. Todd and I are hearing things, and I can't talk to the Alaskan press.
What are you hearing?
Things. None of it's good. Can you at least do a poll to check my approval rating there?
Governor, that would cost the campaign $60,000.
I'd feel a heck of a lot better if I knew where I was at.
Absolutely. We will do the poll for your peace of mind just this once.
Great, thank you.
So, can we get back to prepping Charlie Gibson?
Sure, I'm ready. Let's do it. You ready?
Yes. Do you think the Fed did the right thing in their dealing with the Bear Stearns collapse?
Our economy is hurting, and the federal government has not provided the sound oversight that we need and that we deserve. I think we need a little bit of reality from Wasilla Main Street there, brought to Washington, D.C., so that the people there can understand how the average working class family is viewing bureaucracy in the federal government.
Governor, do you know what the Fed is?
In what respect, Charlie?
No, this is me, Steve, asking, do you know what the Fed is? Stands for the Federal Reserve System. No, please, don't write, just listen. The Fed is responsible for all monetary policy in the United States.
On any Fed or Bear Stearns question, just say the Fed took the appropriate action that was needed at the time.
حتی این آدم سیستم فدرال رزرو رو هم نمیشناسه. یعنی وقتی بهش میگه فد چیه نمیدونه. اصلا این آدم انگار نه سیاست خارجی رو هیچی خارج رو میشناسه نه سیاست داخلی رو. بعد فرماندار یه ایالتیه. این خیلی فاجعه است. یعنی اصلا این اعترافه که اینا تو فیلم های سینماشون قشنگ نشون میدن که مسئولینشون چقدر در واقع کم دارن و ضعف دارن. این همون قسمتیست که گفتم یک جور اعتراف اشتباهات و پذیرش اشتباهات که کسی رو انتخاب کردن به عنوان معاون اول. اونجا میگه که چون این مکن دوبار جراحی سنگین داشت، آدم 70 خورده ساله، گفتن اگه وسط کار بمیره بعد این قرار کشور رو دست بگیره. آدمی که حداقل اطلاعات رو هم نداره. حداقل اطلاعات. بله.
Your oldest son is proudly heading off to Iraq next week. Who do you see as the primary enemy at this point?
Radical Islamic extremists.
Can you be more specific?
The terrorists who are hell-bent on destroying our nation.
Governor, do you know why we're in Iraq?
Because Saddam Hussein attacked us on 9/11.
No, Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11.
Not Saddam Hussein.
No, it was Al-Qaeda. That's why we're in Afghanistan.
Do you know the primary differences between the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq?
Excuse us.
Can I get some more information about Afghanistan? Should we cancel?
We can't. Even Fox is pounding us for hiding or we'd get murdered.
When you interviewed her, didn't you ask her about national security?
foreign policy, domestic policy?
I thought Cova House would cover that.
So what did you ask her?
We talked about if she would back John's positions when they conflicted with hers, or if she was prepared for her life to change. And there were no policy questions.
You guys didn't grill her because you wanted it to work.
I wasn't in charge of the Fed, Nicole. She's a great actress, right?
The best.
Why don't we just give her some lines?
I've come up with a list of questions that I think Charlie's most likely to ask. If you memorize these answers, I'm sure you're going to nail this interview.
How do you know he'll ask these?
I was the White House communications director. It's my job to figure out the questions.
Saakashvili.
Saakashvili, the president of Georgia.
Saakashvili. Saakashvili.
Let me ask you about some specific national security situations.
Sure.
Let's start with Russia and Georgia. Do you believe the United States should try to restore Georgian sovereignty over South Ossetia and Abkhazia?
First off, we're going to continue good relations with Saakashvili there. I was able to speak with him the other day. And we've got to keep an eye on Russia. For Russia to have exerted such pressure in terms of invading a smaller democratic country unprovoked is unacceptable, and we have
to... You believe unprovoked?
Yes, I do. I do believe unprovoked. And we have to keep our eyes on Russia under the leadership there.
What insight into Russian actions, particularly in the last couple of weeks, does the proximity of this state give you?
They're our next-door neighbors, and you can actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
Do you consider a nuclear Iran to be an existential threat to Israel?
And I can see Russia from my house.
بوری براش تن درست میکنم مسخرش میکنم. و این سارافلین اون یکی هم کلینتونه، یعنی رنگ لباس آبی و قرمز هم رنگ لباس حزبشونه، بعد دوتاشون رو مسخره کردن در سطح انتخابات.
Understand this, and I think that, you know, people can make what they want of it, but was I or anyone comforted that Sarah Palin now has the wherewithal to be president of the United States? I don't think so.
A conservative friend called me up and said, I just can't do it. I don't know if I'm voting for Obama, but I can't have her. She shouldn't be in Washington, let alone inside the White House.
Governor. Governor Palin. We really should prep for your Katie Couric interview.
Fine.
I wrote a brief synopsis on the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the financial crisis. If you internalize this document, you should be able to field basic questions about the bailout. Governor, the Dow just dropped 500 points. Lehman is collapsing. The world economy is on the brink of collapse. I am pretty sure the bailout is going to come up. Okay. Why don't we come back to it after we've warmed up a bit? I've put together a list of the questions that Katie's most likely to ask. I used to work with Katie, and I know she'll ask about abortion.
Did Steve do the Alaska poll yet?
I think it's being done as we speak.
Betty didn't even do it.
Can we try and get through just a few questions? I know you're upset, Governor. So why don't you get a good night's sleep, and I will come back first thing in the morning to prep you when you're feeling better. I'm going to leave this for you.
It's the worst financial crisis facing the American people since the Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s.
The president's massive financial rescue plan under fire from the left and right.
Good evening from the Ford Center at the University of Mississippi at Oxford. We're here for the first of three debates between Senator Barack Obama and Democratic.
Hey, let's not worry about that crap. It's all bullshit. I'm here at the podium. Let's do the fucking debate.
Hey, John, sorry to interrupt. I just spoke to our guy at Treasury. The bill does not have enough Republican votes.
God damn it.
Paulson thinks the entire world economy is on the brink of falling off the cliff, so...
We're checkmated. If the bailout doesn't pass, we're screwed because Bush, and thus you, will be blamed for it. If you pass the bailout...
The Republicans will despise me for supporting the bailout.
That's it.
This is it, guys. I mean, this is a whole fucking election.
Now, we think you should suspend the campaign, postpone the debates, go to Washington, and try to negotiate a bipartisan compromise.
You need to make a bold move, John.
It's a big risk. I mean, that's a big gamble. We got to do something. I mean, nothing can fuck me more than this.
Governor, have you had a chance to go over the briefing materials on the bailout? I really think we need to try and nail down a simple two-sentence response to the economic crisis. It's got to be supportive of the concept of the bailout, but also disappointed that we're at this point, making it clear that changes need to be made to the bill.
Oh, you need a little higher? I can do that. I can do that for you.
That jacket looks fantastic on you, by the way.
It's too open.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, he looks wonderful.
Really great. Really nice. It's a great color. Do you want me to read the paper to you? Senator John McCain has requested of his opponent, Senator Barack Obama, a postponement of the upcoming debate, so that both senators may return to Capitol Hill to address the needs of the country in this crucial time. Senator Obama has said that he... I hate this makeup. I hate it.
I don't like my hair this way. I like my hair up.
Governor, you look amazing.
Look fat. I'm sick of looking fat.
You don't look fat.
Can I get some more tape?
Yeah.
I don't know if we should do Couric. She's having a mini meltdown.
Well, we can't have McCain cancel the debate and Palin cancel Katie Couric in the same week.
I know. But I'm really worried about her. She won't respond to anything I say.
Maybe we should bring McCain in and see what he thinks.
He doesn't want to deal with her. I haven't even told him that she doesn't know anything.
You haven't told him?
Look, he doesn't want to know. The world... Can you just prep her in the car ride over?
I can try.
Okay, good. Try. Thanks.
فقط صحنه رو داشته باشید. هی مدام دارم میگن اقتصاد جهان در حال فروپاشیه. بعد اون لایه هم که رفته بود تو سنا رد شد و این یه طرف دعوا بود. آخر دولت بوشه. بوش قائل نیست به این قضیه و این قضیه خلاصه اقتصاد جهان در حال فروپاشیه. بعد کشور شاخص جهان یعنی آمریکا قرار این زنه بشه معاون اول رئیس جمهورش که حتی انقدر اسیر این اس ام اس بازیاشه که هرچی بهش میگن آقا جان تو سوال بعدی احتمالاً از اقتصاد ازت خواهند پرسیدا، حتی نمیدونه فدرال رزرو تو آمریکا نقشش چیه. و این اون فاجعه بشری است که گاهی اوقات کسایی تو دنیا رهبرانی میشن و اینا تصمیم برای بشریت میگیرن که سطحشون اینقدر پایینه. این یک فیلم علمی تخیلی نیست، یک فیلم واقعی از درون کمپین در واقع یک حزب شاخص یعنی حزب جمهوری خواه. اینا بیرون قدرت هم نیستن، این حزب حزبیه که حزبش الان دولت رو در اختیار داره، یعنی آقای بوش الان تو کاخ سفیده، هم حزبی آقای بوشن وضعشون اینجوریه.
Prep her in the car ride over?
I can try.
Okay, good. Try.
Thanks.
Knowing Katie, I'm sure she's going to ask about your stance on feminism.
Did she get the numbers?
The what?
My approval rating in Alaska?
They're not in yet.
I am trying to trust you people, but you're making it really hard for me.
I'm sorry, Governor. I'll call Steve right away about it.
Not like that'll do anything.
What are you working on, Governor?
It's a questionnaire from the Matsu Valley Frontiersmen in Wasilla. You know, an Alaska paper.
Don't you think we should prepare for your National Couric interview first?
No, Nicole, I don't. This is my priority. I am not going to ignore the people of Alaska anymore.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia mm-hmm. as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked?
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word,
well, yeah. Explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries there in the state that I am the executive of.
Have you ever been involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia. As Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is.
And when it comes to establishing your worldview, I was curious, what newspapers and magazines did you regularly read before you were tapped for this to stay informed and to understand?
I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
What one specifically, I'm curious?
Name one fucking paper.
All of them, any of them that have been in front of me over all these years.
Oh my God, what have we done?
If John McCain wins, this woman will be one 72-year-old's heartbeat away from being President of the United States. And if that doesn't scare the hell out of you, it should.
In fairness, probably most people can't name a Supreme Court case. But most people are not campaigning to be Vice President.
It's not that she doesn't know the right answer. It's that she clearly does not understand the question. This is way beyond anything we have ever seen from a national candidate.
Why'd you make me do Katie Couric?
Did you see the coverage? Did you?
Are you there? Are you listening to me?
Yes, Governor, I'm here. Katie was a logical choice. She's been very fair to us this entire campaign.
You call that interview fair?
Yes, Governor, I do.
I certainly don't. She was out to get me from the get-go.
No, she wasn't. The interview sucked because you didn't try.
What do you mean I didn't try?
You didn't fight back like you did in the Charlie Gibson interview.
You didn't know the answer. You clawed your way back
and it went fine. You just gave up.
Nicole, it wasn't my fault. I wasn't properly prepped.
You weren't properly prepped because you wouldn't listen to us.
You never listened to your advisor.
Because you're overwhelming me
with too much information. You know, I don't want to do these interviews.
I want to do what I want to do.
We're just trying to help you get through this, Governor. All we want is for you to succeed.
Yes. You're not helping.
You're just screwing me up. You're telling
me what to say, what to wear, how to talk.
I am not your puppet. Now I understand what Hillary meant when she said she had to find her own voice.
Yeah, because you're just like Hillary.
You have ruined me. You have ruined my reputation. I am ruined in Alaska!
Steve, it's Nicole. I will gladly resign if you want to blame me for Couric. But if you want me to stay, then I'm back on McCain's bus tomorrow, as I never want to deal with that woman ever again.
What
lessons have you learned from Iraq, and how specifically would you spread democracy abroad?
Specifically, we would make every effort possible to spread democracy abroad to those who want it.
Yes, but specifically, what would you do?
We're going to promote freedom, usher in democratic values and ideals, and fight terror-loving terrorists.
But again, and not to belabor the...
Katie, I'd like to use one of my lifelines.
I'm sorry?
I want to phone a friend.
Friday's debate should proceed.
I've been working around the clock, and, you know, presidents are going to have to deal with more than one thing at a time.
New CNN Time Opinion Research polls show Obama surging in key battleground states like Pennsylvania, where he is now up by 9 points.
Governor, I just want you to know I got your last poll numbers in, and you'll be pleased to know that you're in the low 70s.
Fine.
Presidential race has taken on even more.
Why are they fucking me like this?
Who?
The press! They used to love me. Now all they want to do in life is f*** me over. I can't believe Katie did that to me. And you hear what Olbermann said about me last night?
Sir, you've got to stop watching Keith Olbermann or Fox, for that matter. It's all just bullshit. Now, sir, you should have a beer and watch ESPN, okay? And while you're watching it, think about what the people who watch ESPN really need in their lives right now.
I thought Katie liked me.
She does. And the questions were fair. It was Governor Palin who gave a terrible interview.
That poor girl. She wasn't ready for this.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, sir. And YouTube is making it exponentially worse. People are watching Katie Couric and Tina Fey over and over again. It's playing like an infinite loop on the web. No presidential campaign has ever had to deal with this before.
But she's going to do a good job in the debate, right?
Yes, sir. She'll be great.
Because if it goes like Couric, I don't think we can recover.
I agree, and I promise she'll be great.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Steve.
It's going to be fine.
Okay, well, this one came up in the 96 debate. Is there a magic bullet to solve the problem of public education? If not, what is...
سوالاتی که تو دوره قبل، یعنی انتخابات های سالهای قبل مطرح شده تو مناظره ها، اونا رو براش آماده کردن، مثل تست های کنکور های سال قبل هست، این مؤسسات کنکور آماده میکنن، بعد چیدن رو میز برای این بیچاره، نمیدونم چی چیه، قلمچیشونه، گاجشونه. توی انتخابات ریاست جمهوری هم از این سیستم ها هست. نگاه کنید، ملاحظه بفرمایید.
Governor, would you like something to eat?
Yeah, I think you should eat something, Governor. How about a Diet Dr. Pepper? Would you like... Governor?
I miss my baby. I miss sleeping with my baby.
She constantly slips into these catatonic
stupors. We do finally get her to work. She writes all the information down on note cards, but she can't remember any of it. Steve, did
you do an approval poll in Alaska? She keeps
bringing it up.
What the fuck? I did that stupid poll a week ago. I told her she's in the 70s.
Yeah,
well, I don't think she believes you. She says you made those numbers up.
She is becoming completely irrational.
Becoming?
I don't even like to say this.
You guys,
that she might be mentally unstable.
Mark, look, the debate is in 5 days.
What do you think?
I think this debate will be a debacle of historic
and epic proportions.
Well, that's encouraging.
What would you say best qualifies you to be John McCain's running mate?
John McCain has that streak of independence in him that I think is very, very important in our leadership today. I have that within me also, and that's why John McCain tapped me to be a team of Mavericks, of independence, as a team member on this in this new team.
I'm going to do that one over again.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
John.
Governor, important to remember that you don't need to say anything specific, okay? If you don't know the answer to the question, just bring it back to the general theme of reforming America or pivot to one of your stronger suits like energy.
Yeah, because that's where I'm most comfortable.
That's pretty clear. Let's try another question.
Global warming. Governor Palin, do you believe that global warming is man-made?
I think all this talk and jibber jabber about where global warming comes from defeats you know the point that it's getting hotter and that we all need to be very concerned about heat and I forgot it and it's not in this. Mark, all the cards are supposed to be in this pile. It's
right.
Not in all
okay.
Well, I think we need to take a break. Can you all leave us alone for a minute?
20 نفر دارن یکی رو آماده میکنن برای مناظره. 20 نفر که مثلا احتمالاً تو مناظره چیا پرسیده میشه، این چی باید جواب بده. شما نگاه کنید واقعیت‌های اداره جهان رو، 7 میلیارد نفر انان و اختیارشون دست یه کسایی است تو این حد و قواره. اینا میشینن پشت میزها تو سازمان ملل، توی مثلا شانزلیزه، توی به اصطلاح داونینگ استریت در لندن، توی خود کاخ سفید در آمریکا، توی کرملین، توی مسکو، یک جانوران اینچنینی با این سطح از آگاهی ها. این هم آدم داره اینو آمادهش میکنه. عصر تلقی این که یک کسانی، رهبرانی، کاستروها، ماوها، نمیدونم چرچیلها، روزولتها، استالینها، یک قولهایی که یک تنه تصمیم میگرفتن کار میکردن، جامعه بشری افتاده دست یه جماعت اینجوری. 20 نفر دارن سعی میکنن به این اطلاعات عمومی بدن، طرف هنگ کرده و این فاجعه است. تا اینکه جهان برای مدیریتش نیاز به انسانهای بزرگ داره، انسانهای خودساخته آماده مقتدر. این شوخی نمیکنم گاهی اوقات که میگم ببینید اینا، این آدمای پوشالی توخالی که توی سطح رهبران این کشورها میبینید، اینها نماد فاجعه است. لذا این نکات رو نه صرف یک فیلم سینمایی، صرف واقعیت‌های صحنه سیاست بین الملل ببینید، نه در کویت یا لوکزامبورگ یا بورکینافاسو سفلا، اینجا ایالات متحده آمریکاست. ملاحظه بفرمایید.
Debate is in 4 days and this isn't working, Governor. I think you should get off this no-carb diet immediately. This goofy diet is bad for you, and I'm alarmed by your weight loss. Governor, Katie Couric interview didn't go well. And it wasn't Nicole Wallace's fault. It wasn't Katie Couric's fault. It wasn't the liberal media's fault. It was your fault. Because you didn't prepare. And there can never be another instance of something not going well because you didn't prepare. Hey. Look, you had a bad interview. It's okay, it happens.
دو تا نکته را اینجا اشاره کنم. این هی 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 که میگه جلسه هفته پیش مقام معظم رهبری فرمودن این چه بازیه تو این فیلم‌ها در میارن. مثلا فرض کن میگن هی مثل اونا، بعد ایشون شوخی کرد گفت میگن هی جو، چرا نمیگن آهای؟ این هی انگلیسیه، آهای ایرانیه. لااقل تو فیلماتون بگید آهای، چرا میگید مثلا مثل اونا هی هی جو؟ بعد روی چه نکات ظریفی ایشون دقت میکنه، میگه آقا چرا تو زبان فارسی که از قدیم مطرح بوده آهای جا انداختید هی؟ این هی که گفت من یادم، این خیلی مهمه تو داستانم ایشون دقت کردن، زارن تو داستانم همین نوشته شده، مثلا تو داستان میگن هی. یک نکته کلیدی، اون نکته قبلی هم که اشاره کرد خب خوبه، گفتش که تقصیر کیو کیو کی نبود، تقصیر رسانه‌های لیبرال نبود. منظور از رسانه‌های لیبرال کل جامعه آمریکا لیبرال، کل ساختار سیاسیشون به لیبرالیسم اعتقاد دارن، ولی مدعی لیبرالیسم و عناصر اصلی لیبرالیسم بخشی از حزب دموکراتن. اینا چون جمهوری خواهن، میگه تقصیر اون خانومه که با تو مصاحبه کرد و تقصیر این مشاوره و اینا نبود، تقصیر اون رسانه‌های لیبرال یعنی رسانه‌های حزب دموکرات هم نبود، تو خودت ضعیف بودی. این یکی دو بار تا الان تو این قسمت هم اینجا هم به اصطلاح اوایل فیلم مطرح شد. دوستانی که اطلاع ندارن تو جریان باشن که وقتی تو بین خود احزابشون به یک کسی نسبت لیبرال میدن، اون حزب دموکرات.
It's okay. It happens. You know what Ronald Reagan said caused pollution? Trees.
Reagan said that?
He did. He said trees cause pollution. And he not only won the election, he went on to be a great president.
I just don't want to let John down.
Stevie boy. What?
What's going on? It's Palin.
She could be on the verge of a complete nervous breakdown. We don't know what to do.
We threw her into the deep end without a life preserver.
Yeah, and we're drowning with her, sir.
We need to get her back with her family. Hey, let's get them all out to Sedona, out in the open air.
My neighbor's a doctor, and he, you know, Cindy can invite him over for a barbecue or something. He observe her and
you know, see if it's truly serious. But let's just get them to Sedona.
It'll do wonders for her, I know it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Hey, how you doing?
That depends. How's she look?
For a woman who's just had a baby, has a pregnant teen daughter and a son in Iraq, I'd say not half bad. You, however, look like shit.
They keep piling all this stuff on me and I just can't remember everything.
Are you getting some of it?
Yeah, some, but I have to talk for like 90 minutes up there.
Do you remember when you debated Hal Crow? He had no notes, no papers, and he could spout off all these facts and figures. You were so intimidated. Until you looked at the audience, what'd you realize?
That none of what he said mattered, because no one knew what he was talking about.
He It's the same thing here, baby. It's just more people. And you're getting yourself in trouble because they're trying to turn you into something that you're not. You gotta do what you do. Talk to people the way you talk to them. And they'll love you. They always have. Love you too. Mrs. Vice President.
Steve, what's up?
How many questions does Sarah Palin have to answer in the debate?
22 to 25.
And how long is each answer?
2 minutes with pivots.
So all we have to do is get the best actress in American politics to memorize 45 minutes worth of answers. Then why do we waste 5 days trying to get her to understand what any of this shit means?
Governor, I didn't know you were going for a jog. I have a different strategy.
I need to clear my head for a bit.
Well, we really need to prepare.
I really need to go running, Steve, because it's going to make me feel better. Can you understand that?
Of course, Governor.
I think we need to get rid of these note cards. Not helping.
Okay. I hate those flipping cards anyway.
Now, what we need you to do is to memorize 25 answers and 4 attack lines. You think you can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
And you're gonna be great.
President Reagan so beautifully said, and that we are a beacon of hope, and that we are unapologetic here.
Governor Palin, nuclear Iran is one of our gravest threats. What would a McCain administration do to stop it?
On the subject of nuclear Iran, Senator O'Biden and I are most likely in agreement. They cannot be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons, period. Israel is in jeopardy, of course, when dealing with Ahmadinejad as the leader of Iran. It was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is always just one generation away from extinction. We don't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. We have to fight for it and protect it and then hand it to them so that they shall do the same. We will fight for it. And there is only one man in this race who has really ever fought for you, and that's Senator John McCain.
Yeah! Yeah! Back! Senator Palin is back, ladies and gentlemen! Woo!
Great job, Governor.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. It was amazing. There's just one slight adjustment I want to give you. You need to call him Senator Biden, not Senator O'Biden.
No, that's what I called him, Senator O'Biden.
You just said it again.
Said what?
O'Biden.
Right. Senator Biden.
That's it.
Oh. Biden.
No, there's no O.
No, I meant O as in O, I get it. Not O as in O Biden.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's practice it.
Governor, do you agree with Senator Biden's position on the bailout?
Senator O'Biden and I.
Oh, doggone it.
Honey, how are ya?
I'm good, Mom.
Where are ya?
I'm not really allowed to say.
Okay, sweetie, but you're safe?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I just wanted to wish you a good debate.
Thank you.
Did you study?
a lot.
I'll be praying for you.
Please, we'll need it.
Come on, Mom.
You're gonna do great. I love you.
I love you so much, Jack.
I gotta go, Mom.
No. Just another minute.
No, I'm really sorry, but I really gotta go.
You're gonna do great today, okay?
Thank you, but sweetie, you be safe. Bye.
You okay?
My son is safe. My son is safe.
What we are going to see is probably the most anticipated vice presidential debate that I have covered ever. A lot of pressure on Sarah Palin is for Joe Biden. It's a sort of a, first of all, do no harm night for him. No one has questioned that he is qualified to be vice president. Both of them need to talk about the top of their tickets. After all, this isn't a race to be vice president so much as it is to be number two to the top people on the ticket. On the Joe Biden side, you will see an effort to say, look, Sarah Palin and John...
Hurry. Pray with me.
What should we pray for?
Just pray that we win the debate.
Mom, that would be cheating.
Okay. We want to welcome our viewers in the United States and around the world. I'm Wolf Blitzer, together with the best political team on television. Okay. Waiting for this night for a long time, at least.
I did the same walk for Geraldine Ferraro in 1984.
Holy jeez, that's cool.
Is this your toe mark?
Key.
30 seconds.
Two, pull back wide on their entrance, please. Ready, two? And take two.
Good evening from Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Gwen Ifill of the NewsHour and Washington Week on PBS. Welcome to the first and the only 2008 vice presidential debate between the Republican nominee, Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska, and the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden of Delaware. Tonight's discussion will cover a wide range of topics, including domestic and foreign policy matters. Each candidate will have 90 seconds to respond to a direct question and then an additional 2 minutes for rebuttal and follow-up. The specific subjects and questions were chosen by me and have not been shared or cleared with anyone on the campaigns or on the commission. The audience here in the hall has promised to remain very polite. No cheers, applause, no untoward outbursts. Except right at this minute as we welcome Governor Palin and Senator Biden. Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
Where's the mic?
No, it's cool. They're going to think it's some kind of Machiavellian Jedi power play.
Welcome to you both. The House of Representatives this week passed a bill, a big bailout bill, or didn't pass it, I should say. The Senate decided to pass it, and the House is wrestling it with it still tonight. Was this the worst of Washington or the best of Washington that we saw play out? Thank you, Gwen, and I thank the Commission also. I appreciate this privilege of being able to be here and speak with Americans.
Please, God, be kind.
You know, I think a good barometer here, and we're trying to figure out, has this been a good time or a bad time in America's economy is, go to a kid's soccer game on Saturday and turn to any parent there on the sideline and ask them, how are you feeling about the economy? And I'll bet you're going to hear some fear in that parent's voice. Fear regarding the few investments that some of us have in the stock.
We've got 88 more minutes.
We could just take a major hit with those investments.
There is something to be said also for man's activities, but also for the cyclical temperature changes on our planet.
Senator, what is true and what is false about the causes?
If you don't understand what the cause is, it's virtually impossible to come up with a solution.
The chant is drill, baby, drill. And that's what we hear all across this country in our rallies, because people are so hungry for those domestic sources of energy to be tapped into.
We will end this war. For John McCain, there is no end in sight to end this war. We will end this war.
Governor.
Your plan is a white flag of surrender
in Iraq.
Yes. Governor, please, if you want to respond to Senator McCain's comments about health care.
Pivot.
I'd like to respond about the tax increases and...
Yes.
Oh,
darn right. We need tax relief for Americans so that jobs can be created here.
Barack Obama and Senator O'Biden, you said no to everything and trying to
she
find...
She just said O'Biden.
We're probably the only ones that heard it.
It was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is always just one generation away from extinction.
We don't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. We have to fight for it and protect it and then hand it to them so that they will do the same.
We will fight for it. And there is only one man in this race who has really ever fought for you.
And that's Senator John McCain.
Since the poll says undecided to give the debate to Biden 46%, Palin 21%.
Fuck CBS and fuck their instant poll. This is the greatest debate victory in the history of the Republic.
Okay!
You see? You just had to be you.
I'm gonna grab a beer. Well?
No. Senator McCain wanted me to congratulate you on a fantastic debate. You really did a great job.
Thanks. Tell John I want to bring up Bill Ayers from Reverend Wright. I think it's time to hit the jugular.
You'll have to discuss that with your running mate. He made it very clear that he doesn't want to touch Wright.
I'll talk to him about it. We have to win this thing. I so don't want to go back to Alaska.
Stevie, you know, I think the worst of this thing might be over. All she got left are speeches. There's no more debates, no major interviews.
Yeah, we're doing great.
This was an unbelievable win for Sarah Palin. In fact, I think that it unveiled a level of skill in communication that I really have not seen since Ronald Reagan. She is a superstar. Her ability to bypass, and she's sure with a breath of fresh air. I mean, I think people want someone from outside of Washington.
So
she sounded like the future.
Oh, come on, honey. You know, she did some sleep.
Like one sec, okay.
Quickly, then you are comfortable.
Be turned around. I think she has done it in the sense that of the four debaters we've seen, she was the most interesting, attractive of them all. She is personable.
I can
she
still win
young.
This thing.
She's got a sense of humor. She looks straight into the camera while... Joe's talking to Gwen all week.
This map is now lopsided in favor of Barack Obama. John McCain pulling out of Michigan, the first domino in an economic debate that if John McCain does not turn around soon, many see more blue on this map and more trouble for John McCain.
Yesterday it was announced that the campaign is going to leave Michigan to Obama to win. What's going on there?
I read that this morning also, and I fired off a quick email and I said, oh, come on, do we have to? Do we have to call it there? I want to go back to Michigan, and I want to try.
What the?
McCain had hoped to score a pickup.
We made the decision to pull the ads out of Michigan because we can't win there. We need the money in Pennsylvania
and Ohio.
You're making a big mistake. You know, I know
I'm not an expert like yourself, but seeing as we're 7 points out, I don't see why the vice presidential campaign can't make a quick stop there.
In the middle of the night.
And who are you going to meet with?
Your press corps doesn't want to hear you speak at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And there's no such thing as a vice presidential campaign. This is John McCain's campaign, and this is a decision that John McCain has made. You must stick to the script, Governor.
Oh, and what script is that, Steve? Because I haven't seen anything resembling a script this entire flipping campaign.
When you publicly contradict John McCain, you hurt John McCain.
I know what I know, what I know. And there you have it.
Afternoon, Governor.
This is a pro-stem cell ad?
Yes, Governor. It's the senator's position.
Yeah, it's not my position. I'm not saying it.
I thought that...
You guys should have shown me the script ahead of time. It's a waste of my time. Why wasn't I informed that Jeb Bradley is appearing with me at the rally?
I don't think we saw that being a problem.
I just Googled him. He's pro-choice. There's no way I'm going on stage with anyone who's pro-choice. Bradley's gone or I'm gone. Period.
Yes, Governor.
The RNC spent a stunning $150,000 on clothes for Governor Sarah Palin and her family, according to the Federal Election Commission reports. The revelation that so much money was spent at fancy clothing stores like Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue could be a huge blow to the governor's image as an everyday average American. Several Republican donors have publicly expressed outrage that their donations
this?
Would go
yeah,
toward
I'm
high-end
watching.
Designer for the governor.
Why didn't you people tell me these clothes cost this much?
It wasn't just your clothes, Governor. It was also for the kids, Todd and your parents.
I want them gone. Get them out of here. You know, I buy my clothes at consignment shops. I never wanted this fancy crap in the first place.
$150,000 پول لباساش شده. تازه متوجه شده که لباسا که انقدر خوب بوده این انقدر قیمتش گرونه. میگه من همیشه لباسای دست دوم می‌خریدم و از اینجا آبروریزی رو دوباره شروع کردم.
Response to the findings of the Alaska State Legislature's report on your involvement in the trooper case.
I was thrilled to be cleared of all wrongdoing. Hey,
you know you're not
thanks
supposed to
coming.
Be. Go back to the press advisors, please.
Come
thank
here.
You.
Hi.
You can't say you were cleared of all wrongdoing.
Why not?
Because you weren't. The report stated that you abused your power. That is the opposite of being cleared of all wrongdoing.
Then why was I told otherwise?
You weren't told otherwise.
And why haven't you released a statement saying that Todd was never a member of the Alaska Independence Party?
Because that would be untrue. He was a member.
He checked the wrong box. He registered by accident and rectified the error immediately.
He was a member for 7 years. I'm sorry, Governor, but there is only a few weeks left in this campaign. You have got to stop saying things to the press that are blatantly untrue. That is not the kind of campaign that we are running here.
Campaign? Is that what you're calling this now?
Governor, I admit that this is a dysfunctional campaign, but that is what I inherited, and I'm doing my level best to help us win this election.
And that's what I'm trying to do too, Stephen. All you're doing is screwing me up. That's all you've done this entire time is get in my way. Oh, and I am raising millions of dollars for this campaign. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to see me speak. Not John McCain, God bless them. They are coming to see me. So, if I am single-handedly carrying this campaign, I'm going to do what I want.
Several McCain advisors tell CNN they're annoyed by what one aide called Palin going rogue.
God damn it. I hate it when there's leaking and backstabbing after a campaign, let alone before it's over.
I need you to step in and talk to her.
I don't know, Stevie boy. I don't know.
Sir, I can't control her anymore. I don't know if she's getting on a campaign plane in the morning or what she's going to say at night. We need to finish this campaign with as much dignity as possible, and the only way that can happen is if you get her in line.
That's not going to do it, Steve. She might start turning on me.
Most of these polls have us trailing 5 to 8 points.
So what now?
John, I mean, these numbers do show it. We've got to make this about Obama. We've got to get tough, and we've got to get negative.
If we go this way, Reverend Wright is still the best play we have.
Any of you ever been accused of
having a Negro child out of wedlock because your adopted daughter was born in Bangladesh. And then when she was 16 and Googled her name, I had to explain to her why President Bush's henchmen called her a bastard when she was 10 years old.
Listen, South Carolina, that was an ugly primary, but this isn't the same thing. I mean, Reverend Wright really did say those things.
That may be true, but there's a dark side to American populism. Some people win elections by tapping into it. I'm not one of those people.
Okay, so what about Bill Ayers? Obama began his career in the living room of a domestic terrorist. Domestic terrorist. Nothing to do with race.
Yeah, okay. Ayers is fair.
Okay. Who should do this?
And Barack held one of the first meetings of his political career in Bill Ayers' living room. Palling around with terrorists. That this is not a man who sees America the way that you and I see America.
He's a socialist.
As the greatest source for good in this world.
USA!
What does Barack Obama plan for America? In short, who is the real Barack Obama?
A terrorist!
We believe that the best of America is not all in Washington, D.C. We believe... We believe that the best of America is in these small towns that we get to visit and in these wonderful little pockets of what I call the real America. Yeah.
For a man who's written two memoirs, he's no open book. What does Barack Obama see for America?
He's a Muslim! He's a socialist! He doesn't represent us!
Let me read to you, Tara, what Congressman John Lewis, the civil rights icon, said on Saturday in a statement. He said, "As one who was a victim of violence and hate during the height of the civil rights movement, I am deeply disturbed by the negative tone of the McCain-Palin campaign. Senator McCain and Governor Palin are so..."
We gotta
tone
the rhetoric down. It's gotten out of control. We can't even mention Obama's name anymore. The crowd gets too hot.
This isn't the campaign I wanted to run.
I can't trust Obama. I've read about him, and he's not a... He's an Arab. He's not an...
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. He's a decent family man citizen who I just happen to have disagreements with on certain fundamental issues. And that's what this campaign is all about. He's not. Thank you.
خب این اون درسی بود که این فیلم سینمایی جز به همه مواردش میخواست بده که به این نتیجه رسیدن دارن شکست میخورن، تنها راهی که دارن فضا رو احساسی کنن و تخریب شخصیت طرفی که داره جلوتر میره، متهمش کردن به تروریسم، بعد آرام آرام تو جمعیت گفته شد این سوسیالیسته، این مسلمونه، بعد گفتن این عربه، بعد گفتن بکشیدش. اون مشاوره به اینا گفتش که فضا داره احساسی میشه، کار داره از دست ما خارج میشه. خود آقای جان مکین هم گفت این کمپینی نبود که من میخواستم. نشون داد اون روشی که اون موقع داشتن اشتباه بوده رو، خب اینجا اینجوری اصلاح کرد دیگه. آمد و اون میکروفون از دست اون خانم گرفت و بهش گفتش که نه، ما این اشتباه ما بوده، اون آدم محترم و خانواده داریه و سعی کرد این رو اصلاح کنه. این شاید 7 سال پیش اتفاق افتاده بوده، ولی برای انتخابات دوره بعدشون این مطالب رو در نظر گرفتن که اختلافات تا یه جایی جلو بیاد، خط قرمزها رعایت بشه، کسی که فرماندار ایالتیه و این امکان رو داره اومده به عنوان کاندید ریاست جمهوری مطرح شده، دیگه به خودش این حق رو نمیده که طرف مقابل خودش از حزب مقابل رو که مشروعیت داره اون حزب داره اونجا مبارزه میکنه، این رو ببرن متهمش کنن به این که گفته شد برش گردونید به آفریقا، یعنی این سیاه‌پوست آمریکایی نیست، برش گردونید به آفریقا، این مسلمونه، این عربه، این سوسیالیسته، این تروریسته. آرام آرام این برچسبایی که زده شد به این فرد اساساً مشروعیت خود انتخابات رو زیر سوال برد و لذا مشاوره بهش سر تکون داد که کار داره از یه حدی خارج میشه. بعدم حضوری بهش گفت، خودمونم نادم و پشیمان بود و گفت این کمپینی نبود که میخواست. و بعدم آمد اینجا میکروفون رو از دست اون خانم گرفت، گفت نه اون آدم آدم خانواده دار محترم. و ببینید این اون نکته است، این اون نکته است که گروه ها احزاب جریانات سیاسی ما تو انتخابات میان مطرح میکنن تمام میشه میره، بعدش هم میذاریم همون کینه ها و کدورت ها میمونه، عوام جامعه و مردم و توده ها هم که احساساتی شدن متوجه این نبودن که تو چه شرایطی این قضیه مطرح شده، با همون بغض و کینه ها ادامه میدن مسیر رو و اینها بعدن 4 سال بعد، 8 سال بعد، 12 سال بعد این دومل چرکی سر باز میکنه، میشه یه قضیه مثل 18 تیر، میشه یه قضیه مثل در واقع فتنه سال 88. در جامعه شناسی سیاسی و در روان شناسی سیاسی آنچه که استراتژیست ها روش دست میگذارن تبیین این میزان الحراره ها و اون سازوکارها و خط قرمز هاست. موقعی که این مکن فضا رو احساسی کرد، این مشاورش نگاش کرد و وقتی که جمعیت دیگه عصبی شده بودن سرش رو تکون داد که از اینجا به بعد دیگه نه، و بعدم حضوری بهش گفت. ولی این معیار تو جامعه ما کجاست؟ حتی وقتی که این نظر کلی رو تو جامعه رهبری میده، میگه آقا اختلاف ایجاد نکنید، اصلا کسی که اختلاف ایجاد کنه این عملش خیانته، و این بحث که همدلی داشته باشید، مشکلات مردم رو مرتفع کنید. ببینید اون اختلافاتی که تو انتخابات ها بوده، تو چارچوبای دیگه بوده، آمده الان رسیده به مشکلات بین جناها، و این مشکلات جناهی همچنان ادامه پیدا میکنه. و طبیعی هم هست که آنچه که این وسط صدمه میخوره قانونه، آنچه که این وسط نقض میشه قانونه، آنچه که این وسط دوچار گروهی که دوچار مشکل میشن تو این وسط مردمن، و در واقع کشور عملا توی شرایط اینجوری فلج میشه وقتی که دو تا سه تا جناح قدرت با هم تعامل نداشته باشن. از نظر روانشناسی سیاسی و جامعه شناسی سیاسی احساسی کردن فضا و روی فضای احساسی حرکت کردن هیچ دردی رو دوا نمی کنه. جناح روبرو از یه حدی به خصوص بیشتر زده شد، این حوار میشه روی سر خود جناحی که این بازی رو داره شروع میکنه. و هوشمندانه طرف آمریکایی آمده توی فیلمش نشون میده که جناح جمهوری خواه که قدرت دستش بود، دولت دستش بود، الان وقتی داره تو انتخابات شکست میخوره خط قرمزا رو رعایت میکنه. این توی فضای شرط عادی اگر فیلم رو با یه ریتم به خصوص پشت سر هم ببینید، به قدر این صحنه تأثیر گذاره که نشون میده چقدر اینا حساب شده مردمشون رو توجیه میکنن که تا یه حدی باید آمد، و در واقع اشتباهات جریان جمهوری خواه رو رو میکنن که جمهوری خواه اونجا اشتباه کردن، جوری با مردم حرف زدن که کسی که الان رئیس جمهور آمریکاست اون موقع متهم شد که عربه، مسلمانه، سوسیالیسته، آفریقاییه، باید بیرونش کرد، حتی یکی گفت بکشیدش. در واقع این اون ندامت است، اون اجازه دادن به این که اینا خودشون رو ریکاوری کنن، بازیابی کنن، اصلاح کنن، بیان اشتباهاتشون رو جبران و تکرار کنن. این اون خلأ ایست که ما تو فضای سیاسیمون جلو انتخابات ها داریم، این اون پیامی است که در واقع هنرمند ما باید با بازخوانی ستادهای انتخاباتی دوره‌های گذشته به مردم نشون بده که کجاها اشتباه کردیم. این اون جایی است که اگر ما سینمایی داشته باشیم که عجین با سیاست، عجین با تعهدات و نظام اجتماعی باشه و بتونه مسئولیتش رو انجام بده، خیلی از مسائلی که بعد از انتخابات رخ میده و جامعه رو مشوش میکنه و نابود میکنه، اون رو در واقع میتونیم با این اصلاح شده ببینیم. از این حیث این پیام‌هایی که این فیلم داره به اعتقاد من نکات بسیار ارزشمندیه که باید مد نظر شما قرار بگیره. شاید در نسل ما این اتفاقا نیفته، ولی اینا تمرینه، شما بالاخره عمرتون رو گذاشتید استراتژی میخونید، به عنوان دانشجوی علم استراتژی حواستون باشه این نکات قواعد حکومت داریه. این نکات که تاکید میکنم، این مواردی که نشون میدم با زمینه های تاریخیشون، فقط برای اینه. ما جلسه نقد فیلم که نداریم، بیکارم که نیستیم اینجا جمع بشیم. مسئله اینه که ببینید این نکات، این حساسیت ها اگر رعایت نشه، شرایط یک انتخابات میتواند مردمی رو بیاره توی خیابون احساسی کنه، دو گروه رو به جان هم بندازه. گروهی که تو این ورزشگاه احساسی شدن میگن اونو بگیرید بکشید، اون طرف هم ممکنه تو ورزشگاه هم برای اون یکی کاندیدا هم اتفاق بیفته، بیفتن به جون هم دیگه، کشت و کشتار، اردوکشی خیابانی و مسائلی از این دست به وجود بیاد و جامعه رو نابود و متزلزل کنه. از کجا؟ از موضع قدرتش. قدرتش این بوده مردم رو بیاره تو خیابون رأی بدن، حالا از همین موضع قدرتش اون جامعه رو ما به نابودی بکشونیم. اینا ظرافت‌های حکومتداری امروزه، اینا درس‌های ظریف و پیچیده امروزه که ممالک به قول خودشون پیشرفته مادی برای اینکه بتوانند در یک دوره 170 ساله دو تا حزب رو هی بیارن با هم جابجا کنن، این ریزه‌کاری‌ها و ظرافت‌ها رو رعایت کردن. ولی ما به شکل پرهزینه‌ای داریم جلو میریم. تو هر انتخابات یه تعداد زیادی آدم رو میریزیم، ریزش های ما زیاده. میشه جوری صحنه رو مدیریت کرد که این ریزش ها کمتر بشه، دلخوری ها کمتر بشه، مشکلات کمتر بشه. یک معیار داره، یه خط قرمز و یک چارچوب داره، یه فصل الخطاب داره، اونم حرفای امام جامعه است. امام جامعه حرفش چجوری تضمین پیدا میکنه؟ اینکه به این شکل هنری بشه اینا رو زد توی جامعه و جامعه رو متوجه کرد که اگر این اینجا کنترل نمی کرد، جو روانی اون افراد به جایی می رسید که طرف می گفتش که اینو باید کشت، یعنی کاندیدای ریاست جمهوریشون می گفت باید کشت. اینجوری باید عمل کرد و این درس ها درس های بسیار مهمی است.
Can't get him to stop watching MSNBC, which only makes him more miserable. I'm amazed that someone who has been in politics this long takes all the petty stuff so personally.
I mean, that's why they are who they are. That's Reagan, Bush, Clinton, all they want is to be loved. The ones that don't pathologically need to be loved, they don't get the nomination. They don't get to be president. If you'd understood that fact, you might have been able to better handle our Alaskan moose hunter. God, it was a tough campaign.
It wasn't a campaign. It was a bad reality show.
She didn't cost us the election. That was Bush. That was the economy. I was just the cold hand of fate. We didn't have a chance.
And if we did win, would you feel comfortable with President Palin?
Why not? Then we would have won. Listen, I too wish that the American people would choose the future Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works anymore. Now it takes movie star charisma to get elected president. And Obama and Palin, that's what they are. They're stars.
Primary difference being Sarah Palin can't name a Supreme Court decision, whereas Barack Obama was a constitutional law professor.
Fuck you.
You know what Dick Cheney said when he found out we picked her?
What?
Said we made a reckless choice. When you lose the moral high ground to Dick Cheney, it's time to rethink your entire life.
Enough Cheney cracks, okay? I mean, he's very misunderstood.
How does he eat when he's wearing Darth Vader's helmet anyway?
Here we go. Gentlemen, let's wish each other good luck. Who knows? We could have another Dewey Truman situation here. Always room for an upset.
Maybe I'll wake up with a full head of hair. You know, if we'd have just asked her policy questions in the briefing, then we would have known.
I thought Culverhouse was going to grill her during the vet.
Culverhouse thought we were going to grill her. It haunts me.
After a hard-fought battle, the nation's longest-running presidential race comes down to this day, Election Day.
Voting is now underway in all the lower 48 states as we approach the end of this historic election.
People lined up across the country by the millions today.
Turnout looks to be the highest in decades.
John McCain will carry Kentucky once again as expected. 8 electoral votes, not a huge surprise. We are not able to make a projection in the 4 other states that are closing all their polls at this hour right now. And some of them are battleground states, Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, and Virginia. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be close or not.
Where's Virginia?
-5, and Ohio's gone.
Got it.
I'll keep you posted.
Power in 10. What's going on?
We're going to lose Pennsylvania.
And Ohio.
I didn't vote. I couldn't do it. I didn't vote. I couldn't do it.
It's okay.
Solid.
How are we doing, Stevie boy?
We lost Pennsylvania and Ohio, sir.
Grandfather found out that the Japanese had surrendered. He was lost. Didn't know what to do with himself. He came home, dropped dead the very next day. Fought his war, and he died. And my dad, when he retired from the Navy, he fell into a sense of despair for the rest of his life. I'm never gonna quit, Steve. I can't. I don't wanna just fade away.
Senator, I just wanna say, so sorry that I suggested her.
Don't be. What were we supposed to do?
Truly historic night here in the United States. Barack Obama will become the 44th president of the United States. A very,
sorry,
very
Mom.
Decisive and impressive win in the Electoral College.
I'm really sorry, Mom.
And we're also expecting Barack Obama to appear and see her before.
You need great women.
Come here, baby. Oh, sorry. We're okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll take this dress very literally here. I think.
And on this next part, would you make sure you bold that? Oh, Chris, you just got to load this, the teleprompter for me.
Steve Schmidt told me you weren't making a speech.
No, I am making a speech. Scully cleared it with Rick Davis, so just go ahead and load it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, on the stress on this one, I'll take it.
Hey, sorry, Steve, I'm getting a bunch of mixed messages here. Is the governor giving a concession speech or not? Because she just...
I've already said this 5 times already. She is not giving a speech.
Well, she seems to think otherwise.
Well, she's not.
What do you want me to tell her?
Tell her she's not f***ing speaking.
Okay, well, you both seem pretty certain.
Well, let my certainty supersede her certainty. God damn it.
This is the place where I would want to be. This really falls to...
Steve, you want to see me?
Yes. This way. That could replace it. Whenever I look, watch, listen to my, you know, again,
peers and mentors, they talked about when Joe Louis
was in
Mexico, they talked about Jackie Robinson breaking the Major League color barrier. They talked about the I Have a Dream speech.
I understand you've prepared a speech. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I want to salute John for everything he's done for this country.
It's not going to happen. You're not giving a speech.
And why is that, Steve?
You're not giving a speech because the vice presidential candidate has never given a concession speech on election night. It's not about you. It's about the country.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things never been done before.
Governor, this country has just elected the first African-American president in the history of its existence, and it is the concession speech that will legitimize his succession as commander-in-chief. It is a serious and solemn occasion, and John McCain, and only John McCain, will be giving this sacred speech. This is how it has been done in every presidential election since the dawn of the Republic. And you, Sarah Palin, will not change the importance of this proud American tradition.
We fought as hard as we could. And though we feel short, the failure is mine. I don't feel that short, Mark.
Fell short, boss.
Yeah, thanks.
Fell short is a typo.
Hi, Sarah. Well, we fought the good fight.
Mm-hmm, you did.
And I'm just going to get out there and thank America.
I can't wait to get out there and thank you. I have a speech written that is a real tribute to you.
No, I think these guys have that covered. Right, Steve?
Yes, sir, we have it covered.
I just want the people to know what a great man you are.
I appreciate that. But these guys got it all worked out.
Yeah, you know, we probably should get going now, sir, so.
All right, good. Okay. We'll see you afterwards.
I'll see you out there.
You're one of the leaders of the party now, Sarah. Don't get co-opted by Limbaugh and the other extremists. They'll destroy the party if you let them. Remember, you're a hockey mom. You just wanted to make a difference. And you did. Big, huge difference. Always be grateful. Thank you.
She got, sir.
My friends, we have come to the end of a long journey. The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly. A little while ago, I had the honor of calling Senator Barack Obama to congratulate him on being elected the next president of the country we both love. Whatever our differences, we are fellow Americans. I am so deeply grateful to all of you for the great honor of your support and all you have done for me. I am also, of course, very thankful to Governor Sarah Palin, one of the best campaigners I have ever seen.
Still think she's fit for office?
Man, who cares? 48 hours, don't even need to remember who she is.
We can all look forward with great interest to her future service to Alaska, the Republican Party, and our country.
There were numerous
instances of her saying things that were not accurate, that opened the door to criticism that she was being untruthful and inaccurate. And I think that is something that continues to this day.
And you think that's fair criticism?
I think that's fair criticism.
Early on, though, you apparently said she doesn't know anything.
In the immediate aftermath of her selection, it was clear to us that we had a lot of work to do.
For you, picking Sarah Palin was about winning an election, not necessarily about who's going to be best as vice president.
My job is to give political advice. We needed to do something bold to try to win the race.
If you had it to do over again, would you have her on the ticket?
You don't get to go back in time, Anderson, and have do-overs in life.
در یک نظام دو حزبی یا چند حزبی بالاخره سرمایه های یک کشور بخشی از اونا سرمایه های سیاسیشون هم هستن. وقتی یه ملتی کسانی رو در تراز افراد سیاسی تا یه جایی میرسونه، پیدا کردن سیاستمدار کار ساده ای نیست. چطور زحمت تربیت یک استاد دانشگاه 30 سال طول میکشه؟ چطور تربیت یک هنرمند یه دوره طولانی طول میکشه؟ چطور تربیت یک صنعتگر؟ هر حوزه دیگه ای. سیاستمدار هم یک گزاره ساده ای نیست. سیاستمدار کسی است که میخواد سیاست اعمال کنه و به عنوان یک سیاس جامعهش رو سیاست کنه، جامعهش رو تمشیت کنه، راه ببره. ملت ها با سختی سیاستمداراشون رو به دست میارن، تربیت میکنن و به راحتی از دست میدن، چون دعوا بر سر قدرته. به این خاطر یکی از پیچیدگی‌های اصلی تئوری‌های قدرت، تفکر استراتژیک در حوزه قدرت، در حوزه جامعه شناسی و سیاسی و روانشناسی سیاسی خودشون نشون میده. چه کنیم که سیاست مداران مناسبی تولید کنیم، تربیت کنیم، شکل بدیم، رقم بزنیم، و چه کار کنیم که بتونیم حفظشون کنیم، جلو ریزششون رو بگیریم؟ این همیشه تاریخ بوده در همه تفکرات و جوامع و تمدن‌ها، در اسلام هم بوده، در ایران هم بوده و هنوز هم هست. به خصوص در 34 ساله گذشته بعد از انقلاب ما بسیار تو این زمینه صدمه خوردیم و صدمه دیدیم. خیلی آدم‌ها آمدن بالا، درست یا نادرست، به حق یا ناحق مسئولیت‌ها رو گرفتن و بعداً ریختن. ریختن خودشون از یک طرف، بی‌اعتمادی جامعه به این حوزه عمل‌ها از یک طرف، هدر رفتن هزینه های مادی و معنوی کشور و جامعه در این آزمون و خطاها اصلی دیگه. تمرین فعالیت حزبی حرفه‌ای یک حسنش این تجاربی است که دیدید. در انتها این آقای مشاور استیو بوی به صراحت گفتش که اشتباه کردید. یعنی اونجا عملا منظور این بود که اشتباه کردن. یعنی کاری که انجام دادن و این خانم رو انتخاب کردن، انتخابشون مناسب نبود. کمان که بعد از دوره آغاز ریاست جمهوری آقای اوباما خیلی حرف و حدیث پشت سر اون خانم معاون اول آقای مکین زده شد. به هر جهت وقتی که تصمیم گرفت بیاد یک سخنرانی انجام بده، دیگه نه به عنوان فرماندار، بلکه به اسم صداش کرد که سارا پلین، شما بدان که امریکن تردیشن، سنت آمریکایی اینه که فقط طرف مقابل یعنی کاندیدای بازنده سخنرانی میکنه، نه معاونش، و میره که کشور رو که حالا فرمانده کل قواش انتخاب شده، موقعیت اون فرمانده کل قوا رو متزلزل نکنه. و بعد هم که با خود مکن مواجه شد، او هم همین حرفا رو زد. در درون اون اتاق رفت بهش توصیه کرد مکن که تو دیگه الان از رهبران حزب جمهوری خواه هستی، مراقب باش حزب رو حفظ کنی توی فضای بسته، یعنی فضای اون اتاق. وقتی رفت بیرون، مردمی که طرفدارش بودن اسم اوباما که میومد هو میکردن، مردم رو به آرامش دعوت میکرد و تأکید میکرد که او دیگه الان رئیس جمهور ماست و لحظات قبل بهش تبریک گفتم و تلفنی، و الان هم اینجا هستیم که به خاطر آمریکا و به خاطر حزب. ببینید این اخلاق سیاسی برای یک جامعه سکیولاره، جامعه‌ای که خیلی از اون اعتقاداتی که ما در جامعهمون بهش معتقد هستیم رو ندارن، اما بالاخره با همین سازوکار 170 سال دو حزب تونستن بر آمریکا حکومت کنن. این سازوکار تبیین خط قرمز است. به طرز حیرت انگیزی در فیلم رکانت، فیلم بازشماری که مربوط به انتخابات آقای الگور معاون اول آقای بیل کلینتون در حزب دموکرات و جورج دبلیو بوش پسر بوش پدر از حزب جمهوری خواه بود که در ایالت فلوریدا به خاطر اینکه رای الکترال اونجا دچار مشکلاتی بود و اون برگه هایی که توی دستگاه کارتخان میرفت اون سوراخاش خوب خانمای و پیرزن پیرمردا نمیتونستن خوب اونها رو سوراخ کنن و نتیجه این شد که خوب خونده نمیشد، اون 267 تا رای اختلاف رای زمینه دادگاه رو فراهم آورد و دو تا حزب، دو تا لیدرش جیمز بیکر و وارن کریستوفر رو فرستادن اونجا، نشستن، اون خانم رفت بالا حکم رو خوند و تبعیت کردن و رسما بیکر اونجا اعلام کرد که جابجایی قدرت صورت گرفت بدون اینکه یک تانک توی خیابون بیاد، و کریستوفر هم به آدم همحزبی خودش گفت مهمتر از حزب و مهمتر از ما کشوره، آمریکاست، و بعد نشون داد که هر دوتا آمدن برای آمریکا دعا کردن که خدا آمریکا را حفظ کند. اینجوری اینجا هم شما همینو دیدید. یعنی چی میشه که سال 1379 انتخابات ریاست جمهوری صورت میگیره در آمریکا، سال 2000 8 سال بعد میان فیلم سینماییش رو میسازن که بگن اونجا چه اشتباهاتی داشتیم، دلجویی کنن و و و. بعد در سال 2008 میلادی انتخاباتی انجام میشه که در سال 2009 آقای باراک اوباما سر کار میاد، در سال 2012 میان گیم چنج رو میسازن که نشون بدن چه اشتباهاتی داشتن، از حزب شکست خورده عاده حیثیت کنن، به طرفداران و هوادارانشون در درون جامعه آمریکا بگن که آنچه که تو انتخابات قبلی گذشت گذشت، توی انتخابات قبلی اشتباهاتی صورت گرفت، اشتباه انتخاب افراد، اشتباه انتصاب شعارهای نامناسبی به کسی که الان رئیس جمهور آمریکاست و مواردی از این جست. یعنی نقد هر دو حزب با کدهای علنی و آشکار، به صراحت صفات انتخاباتی کاندیداهاشون رو، وضعیت خانوادگیشون رو میسازن، طرف رو ترسیم میکنن، به اسم صریح و مستقیم یک موضوع واقعی رو بازسازی میکنن. این ساختار پیام امروزه. رسانه امروز چنین رسالتی داره. این که اگر به شما بگن آقا هنر نباید در سیاست دخالت کنه، نباید ایدئولوژیک باشه، نباید سفارش بگیره، اینا همه حرف مفته. دیدید؟ به جای اینکه هزاران سخنران بفرستن توی دانشگاه‌ها و کف جامعه و توی کلیساها و توی معابر یا تعداد زیادی از افراد رو آماده کنن بیارن توی تالک شوهای تلویزیونی مردم رو توجیه کنن، یک فیلم سینمایی 2 ساعته میسازن و عملاً اشتباهات و اشکالات رو، نقدها و آسیبها رو بررسی میکنن و مردم رو برای انتخابات بعدی و جابجایی‌های قدرت در دوره‌های بعد نشون میدن. اونجا کدای سیاسیشون رو میدن که آقا مشکل با پرونده هسته ایران دارن، مشکل با مثلا روسیه و پوتین دارن، مشکل با چین دارن، مشکل فروپاشی اقتصادی جهان که هی مدام تکرار میشد که اقتصاد جهان در لبه پرتگاه، گرم شدن کره زمین، مسئله سقط جنین، خیلی مسائل دیگر. یعنی تمام مشکلات و مسائلی که باید تو انتخابات بهش پاسخ داده میشد و داده بشود در دوره‌های بعدی، همه را فهرست کردن، به طور مشخص معین کردن. این نظام رسانه‌ایه امروزه. فهم و درک این و میزان تاثیرگذاریش در ساختار سیاست استراتژیک یکی از ملزومات. همیشه به ما گفتن اینا انترتینمنت و سرگرمیه، اینا رو برای سرگرمی ببینید در خلوتتون، ولی برید در عرصه سیاست بزنید تو سر هم، برید در عرصه اقتصاد بزنید تو سر هم، برید در عرصه تعلیم و تربیت بزنید تو سر هم، همه چیز رو از هم، همه این موارد در اختیار ما هست ولی از هم جدا، جزیره جزیره. اما توی این ساختار، در اون حیات مدرنی که اینا برای خودشون رقم زدن که با خیلی از شاخص‌ها و معیارهای ما در تضاد و تقابله، شما میبینید همه پدیده‌هاشون یه کل یک پارچه است، همه چیزشون داره بقیه بخشا رو ساپورت و پشتیبانی میکنه، شارژ میکنه. ما هم امروز در موقعیتی قرار داریم که روش آزمون و خطا رو نمیتونیم تعدیل کنیم. اساسا تغییر و تحول در جامعه مستلزم اینه که ما با آزمون و خطا جلو بریم. همه مسائل رو نمیتونیم قطعی و فیکس کنیم، اما این امکان رو میتونیم داشته باشیم که آزموده را آزمودن خطاست رو به خاطر بیاریم، آنچه را که قبلا تجربه کردیم اشتباه بوده دیگه تکرار نکنیم. یک جامعه ملی یک خانواده است، نباید هزینه‌اش زیاد باشه. ببینید اینا چطوری بر سر منافع مادی و ملیشون از موضع حزبشون، موضع شخصشون پایین میان. ما در فیلم ریکانت میبینیم که الگور یک موضع بزرگ منشانه از خودش نشون میده و ستادش رو دعوت میکنه به اینکه آروم باشید. اینجا هم شما مکین رو میبینید، اونجا دموکرات ها در فیلم ریکانت، اینجا جمهوری خواها. کمپین شکست خورده ها در این دو فیلم کمپین کسانی است که بزرگ اونا، لیدر اونا، کسی که در صحنه انتخابات آمده شکست خورده، هواداران خودش رو دعوت به آرامش میکنه و دعوت به تبعیت از کسی که رأی آورده، و شرطشون رو این میگذارن که اینی که الان رأی آورده فرمانده کل قواست. دیدید جمله‌ای که گفت به اون زنه و داد زد سرش. این که الان موقعیت اونو نباید متزلزل کرد، چون تزلزل موقعیت اون یعنی تزلزل موقعیت کشور. و گفتن که آمریکا مهمه برای ما، نه مسائل دیگه. اما شما نگاه کنید در بازی سیاسی جناهای ما، اون فرد سیاسی میفته جلو، هواداراش و اطرافیان و مشاورانش چگونه بهش میدمند و مردم رو چجوری احساسی میکنن، و بعد تنها چیزی که مهم نیست نظام، کشور، اسلام، مردم، منافع ملی، مصالح ملی و هر چیز دیگه ای، تنها گزاره که مطرح میشه و مهمه اون من کاندیدایی است که باید بیاد بالا. هوادارانی هن که الان دیگه احساسی شدن، هیچی براشون جلودارشون نیست، همه چیز رو حاضرن به هم بزنن فقط بابت اینکه کاندیداشون رای بیاره یا رای نیاره. این وضعیت ما در فوتبال ماست، در سایر ورزش‌های ماست. هر از چند یه بار شما یه مسابقه بسکتبال و والیبال رو می‌بینید می‌زنن تو سر همین، مسابقه فوتبال رو می‌بینید، مسابقه کشتی رو می‌بینید. تو سیاستمون هم همینه. این باید از یه جایی درست بشه. از یک جایی ما باید اصلاح کنیم. از دشمنانمون یاد بگیریم. آمریکا دشمن ماست دیگه. یاد بگیریم ببینیم چه جوری داره سیاست رو رقم می‌زنه. لذا الان تو این دوره، تو این شرایط ما یک چنین وضعیتی رو داریم. نکته ای که توی این فیلم و سریال قبلی که در مبحث دکترین دموکراسی آمریکایی اشاره کردم، در اون پولیتیکال انیمال، اونجا خانم هیلاری کلینتون رو به تصویر کشیده بود در اون سریال، مینی سریال، که میخواد کاندیدا ریاست جمهوری بشه منصرف میشه. خانوادهش مشکلات و مسائل درونیش رو تصویر کرده بود، تصمیمش به آمدن برای انتخابات. در این فیلم اما آمده بود جلوتر، خود زندگی خانم سارا پلین رو نشون داد که آمده توی صحنه و حالا ناموفقه. یک نکته ظریف توی این دوتا فیلم دیده شد. دوتا خانم از دوتا حزب، هیلاری کلینتون از دموکرات ها و سارا از جمهوری خواها، با ظرافت تمام در اون مینیستریال و در این فیلم سینمایی نشون دادن که زنها و خانومها ضعیفن برای پست ریاست جمهوری کشوری مثل آمریکا. یعنی موجی که 10 سال پیش را افتاد که با جمله آقای فرانسیس فوکویاما که سیاست می رود که در جهان زنانه شود، مقالش این بود که سیاست داره در جهان زنانه میشه و تعداد زیادی زن الان در جهان وزیر امور خارجه هستن. خب اون موقع خانوم تاچر رو ما قبلا فقط داشتیم که نخست وزیر بود در انگلیس، یه خانومی در سریلانکا، یه خانومی در هند، خانوم ایندرا گاندی، خانوم بی‌نظیر بوتو در پاکستان. اما یک بار تعداد زیادی وزیر امور خارجه در درون کشورهای اروپایی پیداشون شد و این تصریح پیدا کرد به خود آمریکا. خانوم مادلن آلبرایت در دوره کلینتون، بعدن در دوره جمهوری خواها خانم کاندولیزا رایس و سپس خانم هیلاری کلینتون. این وضعیت این فضا رو که اگر به تعبیر آقای فرانسیس فوکویاما که سیاست اگر در عرصه جهانی زنانه بشه احتمال وقوع جنگ ها و مشکلات کمتر میشه. خب من همون موقع این بحث رو نقد کردم که اساسا این یک موضع مناسبی نیست، این یک حرف احساسیه و هیچ منطق علمی نداره. اما در سریال Political Animals، حیوانات سیاسی، که مربوط به زندگی خانم کلینتون و در این فیلم هم که مربوط به زندگی خانم سارا پلین هست، شما در هر دوتا اینا دیدید که عملا نشون دادن عجز این دوتا خانم از این دوتا حزب رو. پیام این برای مصرف داخلی ایالات متحده چیه؟ که به مردم ایالات متحده نشون دادن که اونجا توی حزب دموکرات اون خانم در انتها عملا پذیرفت که کنار بره و اصلا کاندیدا نشه، منصرف شد در انتهای سریال. در این فیلم شما دیدید که این نقشش وقتی تمام شد، حتی سر قضیه سخنرانی که باید انجام میداد یا نباید انجام میداد سرش داد زدن و بعدم طرف بعدن اومد نشست مصاحبه کرد و گفت که با برنامه معروف 60 مینت و 60 دقیقه گفت که اصلا انتخاب این اشتباه بوده و حتی جواب نداد به اینکه اگر برگردن به عقب یه بار دیگه شرایط ایجاد بشه ممکنه این رو دوباره انتخاب کنن یا نه. لذا عملا این پیام به جامعه آمریکا داده شد در این دوتا فیلم که زنان برای ریاست جمهوری مناسب نیستن. در این دوتا فیلم ضعف شخصیت این دوتا زن شاخص از دوتا حزب اصلی آمریکا رو کردن. این نکته جدی اینه، یعنی عمیقا نکته ضد فمینیستی، عمیقا یک بیانیه ضد فمینیستی در مورد این دوتا حزب و هشدار از این که سیاست در جهان داره زنانه میشه، توی آمریکا نباید زنانه بشه و توی آمریکا تا یه خط قرمزی، تا حد وزیر امور خارجه که حالا سنگ بناش رو خود دموکرات‌ها گذاشتن با مادن آلبرایت، بعد رایس و این دفعه کلینتون و کنار گذاشتنش کری رو گذاشتن جاش. این هم یک نکته است، در واقع یک پیامی داره که مشکلات امروز، مشکلات گرم شدن کره زمین، مسئله پرونده هسته ایران، مشکل با چین و روسیه و پوتین، آبخازی ها و چه و چه و مسئله ساکاشوویلی در کشور گرجستان و از همه شاخص‌تر و مهمتر ورود جهان به آستانه فروپاشی اقتصادی، اینها افراد قوی، مطمئن، محکم و صاحب دامنی اطلاعات قوی رو میخواد که بتونن پیگیری کنن. جملهش چی بود اون اعضای ستاد؟ یکیشون گفت که کاش یک تاماس جفرسون و آبراهام لینکلن دوباره پیداش میشد. اون مسخرهش کرد، گفت این تلقی که داری مثل این که فرض کن من صبح بلند شم از خواب و سرم مو در آورده باشه. بهش گفت ولی متاسفانه امروز دیگه اون آدمای بزرگ تو عرصه سیاست پیداشون نمیشه. امروز یک سیاستمدار باید عین یک هنرپیشه، یک سوپر استار سینما، یک هنرپیشه سینمایی چهره باشه. خب این یکی از اشکالات دیگه، الان یکی از اشکالات اصلی تو جامعه خود ما هم همینه که مجبورید کسی اگر ستاره هم نیست تبدیلش کنید به ستاره. لذا اینها نقاط بسیار حساس، کلیدی و عمیقی است که مطمئنم فقط همینجا بحث شد. یعنی شما توی ستادهای انتخاباتی این چند ده نفری که الان کاندیدا شدن این دست بحثا رو نخواهید شنید، چه برسه به این که ما مراجع رسمی داشته باشیم، نشسته باشن در مورد این قضايا فکر کنن و بخوان جلوی مشکلات رو بگیرن. نهاد امنیتی، نهاد انتظامی که وظیفش نیست بشینه از این حرفای سیاسی بزنه، اون فقط باید با جرم مشهود برخورد کنه. اما جاهایی که ما باید بنشینیم و به مدیران آینده بگیم آقا خط قرمزا رو رعایت کنید برای مصالح و منافع حزبی، گروهی و حوزه‌های نگاه خودتون، همه چیز رو فدا نکنید. یکی تو نیاد بگه انتخابات آزاد و باید تضمین بشه انتخابات آزاد، اون یکی بیاد بگه که من روز دوم بعد از انتخابات سال 88 رفتم به فلان کس گفتم که آقا تخلف شده اما تقلب نشده، اونم قبول نکرد، منم نیومدم به رسانه‌ها بگم. مسئولن این آدما، این آدما رو یه جایی باید بهشون تلنگر زد، از دست این مشاورین اطرافشون نجاتشون داد که آقا جان خودتون باشید، آخرتی است، کل نفس ذائقه الموت، هر نفسی جدا جدا میمیره و کل نفس به ما کسبت رهینه، هر نفسی هم رهین و عمل رهین و گروگان عمل خودشه. شما فردا وقتی توی قبر گذاشتنت خودتی و خودت باید جواب بدی. اونجا کیک و کیک و کیک بهت گفتن که نیا بگو. خب اینه آبروی یک کشوری رو باش بازی میکنید، بعد دوباره جلوی انتخاباتی میشه، دوباره همه سر کلهشون پیدا میشه. مدام بعد تکرار کنیم که آزموده رو آزمودن خطا است. و قص الهازا. لذا در دکترین سیاسی، دکترین دموکراسی آمریکایی، مقوله مهمه پرداختن به کمپین بازنده ها و اعاده حیثیت از جناح بازنده و تطهیر چهره او و بازخوانی اشتباهات، تمام اینها یک سنت مناسبه که یا در قالب کارهای مطبوعاتی و کتاب صورت می گرفته یا اخیراً در قالب فیلم سینمایی که من به دو سه تاش اشاره کردم. همون فیلم ریکانت رو اگر ندیدید حتما ببینید، هم فیلم گیم چنج که تازه ساخته شده، خودتون اون فیلم قبلی هم که بررسی کردیم رو در جریان هستید، در مورد زندگی خانم هیلاری کلینتون، پولیتیکال انیمالز. این سنت مناسبی که در دموکراسی آمریکایی هست، در حوزه روانشناسی سیاسی و جامعه شناسی سیاسی، روانشناسی استراتژیک و جامعه شناسی استراتژیک، ما باید این رو بهش بپردازیم، بومیش کنیم و با سازوکارهای درون جامعه خودمون محققش کنیم، و الا هر دفعه ریزش‌های بالایی از این که با سختی مدیر تربیت میکنیم تولید میکنیم، بعد باید اینجوری از دست بدیمش، و از اون مهمتر آبرویی که از سیستم و نظام و جامعه میره. چرا ما باید تو هر 4 سال 8 سال اینقدر ناراحتی و پنجه به صورت هم دیگه کشیدن و مشکلات این چنینی به وجود بیاریم؟ هزینه های فعالیت های سیاسی کلان جامعه بالاست. جامعه هر 4 سال 8 سال یک بار میره تا حد دوپاره شدن، چند پاره شدن و افسردگی گسترده سیاسی. این هزینه باید بیاد پایین. اینجوری که نمیشه. درمانش چیه؟ شنیدن حرف کسی که فصل الخطاب. آنچه که او تاکید میکنه که همگرایی، جذب حد اکثری، تحمل و سعه صدر، مدارا کردن با همدیگه است، گفتگو به جای عصبیت و تقابل و مواردی از این دسته، تقواست، تاکید میکنه تقوا، 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 صبر، صبر، چقدر اینا رو تکرار کنه. حتی تاکید میکنه که آقا اگر به این اختلافات اون موقع دامن بزنید اینا خیانته. اما باز شما میبینید اینا تو مجلس کار خودشونو میکنن، اونا تو دولت کار خودشونو میکنن، اونا هم که بیرون دولت و مجلس دارن کار خودشونو میکنن. این باید بشه فرهنگ. اون طرف دنیا اینا این کارو کردن. ما که ادعای دین، اسلام، پیامبر، معصومین، خدا و مواردی از این دست رو داریم و اصلا به این عنوان ها اومدیم حکومت تشکیل دادیم، جمهوری اسلامی، ما که طبیعتاً بیشتر از اونا باید رعایت کنیم. از یه جایی باید شروع کرد و این فرهنگ سازی رو باید صورت داد. اینیست که اینا انجام دادن و ای کاش ما سینماگران ما می توانستن آثار این چنینی بسازن و الان ما جلوی انتخاباتمون از این دست فیلم ها داشتیم، پخش می شد، مردم بازخوانی می شد براشون، در اون رسماً و عملاً اشتباهات مطرح می شد و افراد خودشون رو تطهیر می کردن، اصلاح می کردن، از بعضی دلجویی می شد، اشتباهات معرفی می شد، اعاده حیثیت می شد و ما به سمتی می رفتیم که بتونیم این سازوکار رو اصلاح کنیم. امروز در این مبحثی که در ادامه دکترین دموکراسی آمریکایی بهش پرداختم در حوزه مهندسی سیاسی، تلاش کردم که چهره ای از این تقابل های ساختار نظام های دو حزبی رو نشون بدم که در حوزه ورزش خودشون نشون میده و در حوزه سیاست، و درس بگیریم از تجربه دیگران که این نظام نوپا که تازه 33 سال از عمرش میگذره رو در ادامه مسیر مناسب تر جلو ببریم، جامعه عاقلانه تر عمل کنه و نسل شما تجربه نسل ما رو تکرار نکنه. بازم تکرار میکنم در دیالکتیک لقمان که ادب از که آموختی؟ گفت از بی‌ادبان. چرا؟ هرچی اونا انجام دادن من تکرار نکردم. نسل ما یک بی‌ادبی هایی داره. اینها رو ببینید، با تجربه دیگران مقایسه کنید، یک راه متعالی و برتری رو برگزینید که با هزینه بسیار کمتر، مغروم به صرفه تر و راه رشد جدی تر. چطور پنجره قدی میزنیم که نور بیشتری بیاد برق روشن نکنیم؟ چطور شیشه دوجه داره میزنیم که انرژی بیرون نره؟ همینا رو داریم محاسبه میکنیم، لامپ کم مصرف و این تمام اینا رو محاسبه میکنیم که توی قبض آب و برق و گازمون هزینه های ما داره کاهش پیدا کنه. چرا چنین معیارهایی در سیاست رعایت نمیکنیم؟ چرا هزینه‌های سیاسی در کشور ما بالاست؟ برای همه، برای کسی که تو سیاست شرکت می‌کنه و برای کسی که بیرون وایساده. لذا اینا نکاتی است که نسل شما باید بگیره و از تجربه دیگران هم استفاده کنید. امیدوارم خدا این توفیق رو به جامعه ما عموماً و به نسل شما خصوصاً بده که ما جابجایی قدرت در جامعه‌مون و تغییر دولت‌ها و آمد و رفت و مجلس‌ها و عناصر حاضر در عرصه قدرت به گونه در کشورمون صورت بگیره که هر کس احساس کنه مدتی توفیقی بهش داده خدا که خدمت کنه به مردم، بعدم که توفیق ازش سلب میشه خودش به سادگی کنار بده بره بدون درگیری و چالش. چهره واقعی از اسلام ارائه کنیم در عرصه سیاست توأم با اخلاق سیاسی و تقوای سیاسی. ان شاء الله و سلام.